Stress Awareness Month and Shaping Identity, I'm Airman First Class Aiden Worley, and this is your KMC Update. April is Stress Awareness Month, a time to fully understand the body's natural response to pressure, demands, and threats.
Stress is a normal experience for all people, but if left unchecked, it negatively affects eating habits, relationships, and physical activity. U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Christine Baxa, Public Health Command Europe Regional Public Health Nurse Consultant, has some simple strategies for stress management and breaking the stigma around chronic stress.
There's also simple tools now like stress tracking journals, apps for mindfulness, deep breathing, and regular check-ins with your primary care provider. And so to reduce stigma, really talking openly about stress without shame, normalize mental health care, and supporting others in using available resources. Stress is a normal part of adult life and children's lives, and the key is learning to recognize it, treating it with care, and seeking support when it's needed.
For professional help in stress management, visit militaryonesource.mil. Reporting for AFN Kaiser Slaughter, I'm Senior Airman Renan Arredondo.
Moving on to shaping identity, being your best self is a good goal for the future, but there are things to keep in mind.
Shaping your personality can't be done through force and discipline alone. This method only creates resistance and burnout. One of the best ways to start shaping your identity is through visualization. Marcus Gradney, mindfulness and holistic health coach, explains what this process looks like.
Taking 5-6 deep breaths in, believing that we're there already, visualizing what that looks like, what's the atmosphere, what are the people around me, and then we're starting to build from today to then. And we're going to ask ourselves, who am I becoming? Do the choices that I make align with that person? What would my future self choose right now in this moment? And we're talking about one decision. Stick with it, scaffold onto it, and continue to live in presence and be that person.
More resources for self-improvement, like gyms and support centers, can be found at 86fss.com. Reporting for AFN Kaiserslautern, I'm Sergeant Brayton Daniel.
That's it for your KMC Update. I'm Airman First Class Aiden Worley.